Hey everybody, it's Marcus here, and you're listening to the Good E-Meter Radio Show. It's Marcus here. It is May 1st, 2011, and today we're going to talk about how is an independent author, what's the best way to go about self-promoting your books. Now, we're going to assume a few things: that you already have a book already written, and you've submitted it to digital publishing companies, whether it's Amazon, iBooks, Smashwords, BookBaby, or other companies that will help list your book and act as the proxy to promote your book, garner sales, and so on. We're going to really just talk about, once you've written a book and submitted your book to various services, how you go about promoting the book. We're going to talk about such things during the show as social media campaigns, web pages, contests, blogs, and other self-promotional things that you should be really doing in order to get your name out there, but more importantly, to get more people to buy your book. Now, publishing and having a book stand out is not the easiest task in the world. And by no means are we going to say, if you listen to all of my advice, that you're going to make $1 million, but you're certainly going to have yourself ahead of your competition. The main philosophy is just to work harder and work smarter than your competition. And in promoting yourself as an author, but more importantly, promoting your book, it is an arduous endeavor, but we're going to really just go over the key points in doing it. Now, as an author, the first thing that you're going to need is to set yourself up a web page. Now, web page is really your first thing that you should be doing. If you are an author, you should be hyping yourself up. You should be hyping your book up. If you're a first-time published author, or whether you've, you know, have a few books listed on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you really need a web page. And this is really important because when people are searching for your book title in Google, say they're typing in your book name review. So say your book is called Dancing in the Dark. You want anybody to type in those words for your webpage to come up, or for your book to come up first. Now, chances are if you've named your book that, there's a song called Dancing in the Dark. There's all sorts of, you know, mentions of it on different forums or blogs and other things like that. So you really want, if you're going to have that as your title, you want that to appear first in Google when people are typing that in. Or a lot of the time, people's first and last name aren't entirely unique. If you've ever done a vanity search in Google or anything like that for your first and last name, you know, chances are that there's a ton of people above you. And so a web page will really help making yourself and your book more accessible. Now, you're going to, of course, to need to design a web page, and you can either hire somebody, but what I suggest is for you to find some free website templates to take out a small hosting fee. If you've never had a web page or anything like that before, there's a lot of hosting companies on the internet, such as gsid.com, hostmonster.com, godaddy.com. They're all really economical and viable as a first time author getting published, and obviously you're going to want to do things on a shoestring budget as well as it being actually effective for you. So most of the things I'm going to suggest are really low cost type of things. The only thing that they take up is a little bit of your time and energy. But if you're doing anything on the cheap, this is really just the way to go about doing it. So having a webpage is quintessentially the most important thing. Now, once you've chosen a web host and you've Googled around for some free website templates, you can begin creating your page. I definitely recommend having some sort of like logo, a picture of you on the front page, as well as if you've only written one book, maybe make the website themed out to fit the aesthetics of the book. So if you write a vampire, paranormal type book, you definitely don't want to have all really bright and vibrant colors. You kind of want to go with a moody, atmospheric type of aesthetic. You know, if you're going with a sci-fi type book, you kind of want to theme it out. This is just my recommendation, that if you only have one or two books, or if you're the type of writer that niches yourself out where you're only writing about an established genre, this is really good to do. Although you really want to have it a very clean design. You don't want to clutter things in. You don't want animated GIFs from 1995, dancing skeletons with top hats. You don't want any of that. So it's pretty easy to get distracted by putting ads all over the place or to have a ton of graphical content. But you should really just let you, the book, and the narrative speak for itself. You don't need to like really clutter it up with any fancy bells and whistles. You just need a web page. So you need your main web page, which is often your index.html. You also need an author page or a bio page. So this is sort of where you're at, you know, a small synapse of yourself as a writer, maybe your philosophy on writing. You really just want to have it maybe three paragraphs at the most. You don't want to give your life story, but you do want to seem, you know, you want to portray yourself as an interesting character. Most authors are very interesting people based on your life experience, or perhaps you're just very well learned. You want to convey that. You also want to have a dedicated page to the title of your book. You want to talk about, in just briefly a few paragraphs, less is more in a lot of cases. You want to have cover art. You want to have a synopsis of what the book is about and perhaps a few quotes. If anybody's reviewed your book, which we'll get to later, you want to have those reviews. You basically want to make it seem like more than just yourself are behind the book and behind you as an author. So webpage is very important. While we're sort of on the subject of web pages, I would firmly recommend you set up a blog as well. And so if you want to have the domain that you register as your first and last name, that's often the best to do, is to register your domain in your author name. So your first name, last name, last name, first name. You know, you can have hyphens and things like that, but you don't want a ton of hyphens in your domain name. You really want to be able to, in a conversation, say, go to marcus.riley.com. And that would be my author site. So you want to have your website, like I mentioned. You also want to have a blog. And you really want to just be able to reach out to your readers, to have them be able to comment on you want them to comment on the stories that you write in a very conversational manner. You want to be able to make up make yourself accessible to the public. And making yourself accessible and being able to actually talk to the people that have read your book and they're fans, or perhaps they are just discovering you for the first time, a blog really makes you a little bit more endearing. And a blog is very important because if you're in the middle of writing a new book, if you're on a book tour, heck, a lot of authors have actually used their blog as platforms to write things in perspective of the characters. And ironically enough, a lot of series of books started with blog posts where an author will do a bunch of short stories, or each blog post will be half of a chapter, and so it'll make people voraciously follow this blog because the characters are already established before they're even in a book form. So even before the book was written, these people, or some people, would, you know, iron out the main characters, iron out the main story arc via blog postings. And so it was a way that they were to evolutionize as a writer, where people would comment after the first chapter and be like, oh yeah, I really like this character, or this really set this tone, you know, focus more on that and things like that. So as a first-time independently published author, you kind of want to take all the criticism that you can get. And obviously, maybe sometimes people aren't going to obviously say the nicest things, but the point is that you're getting some feedback, and some feedback where the positive and negative is way better than no feedback at all, or just generic feedback left on your Amazon page where your book is listed. You know, people could write comments and things like that. But more importantly, you having your own blog gives you control, so if there's a lot of negative comments, you easily erase them while keeping the good comments there. And if you're just want to, you know, like I said, you already have a book listed. The point is, we want to promote it now. A blog will allow you to promote your book. You'll be able to, in the author's voice, or if you want to make it more creative, where your blog posts are voiced by maybe the characters or what have you, for a bunch of different reasons, having a good blog makes yourself, again, very highly accessible via the search engines. And most authors, most books begin with just searches in a search engine. And so depending on your niche, depending on your genre that your book is, so let's take into account that my name is Marcus, my last name's Riley, I've written a vampire and paranormal book called Dancing in the Dark. So I want to be able to have people, when they search for vampire and paranormal books, you know, I want to try to get up there as much as I can. And so say my book, I could furtherly quantify it as a vampire, paranormal, teen love story. And so I want, those are the major keywords that I want. So I want people to be able to randomly type in Google, because millions of people per month type in those keywords in Google. So on my blog and on my webpage that I've now created, I kind of want to mention as much as I can within the body of text, or more importantly, in the titles of my search pages. A lot of people don't put a lot of thought into, when they develop a webpage, into the title of the webpage. So you just don't want to have the name of the book and the author name, but you want to have descriptive keywords. And having those keywords in the title of your blog posts, of your blog itself, or of your webpage, it'll go a lot further to basically help you make sure that when people are typing in those search engine keywords in Google or other, Yahoo or MSN or Ask Jeeves even, you know, you want, when people are just aimlessly web browsing, to either find you, find your book, and so on. So I recommend, if you're looking to set up a blog, try using WordPress. It's absolutely free and it's very easy to install. There's a lot of services that offer will to do it for you, so you're not going to have to spend a lot of money because WordPress is free. I do recommend that you get some essential plugins. Plugins are basically little enhancements. There is two plugins I recommend. One will inspire people to comment a lot more effectively. As you know, Twitter and Facebook are two huge social networks, and many people have a Twitter or Facebook account. So if you employ the Disqus comment system, I believe it's spelled D-I-S-Q-U-S, and it's a free plugin. It basically allows people who have Facebook and Twitter accounts to just one-click register. And so it bypasses a lot of the arduous registration process. You probably know, if you've ever tried to comment on a blog, that you have to fill out a username, a password, an email address. You have to click on a confirmation email. A lot of the times people are just hell's bells. I just want to comment and be done with it. Whereas if you have like a one-click registration via Facebook or Twitter, people could comment within 5 seconds. So it really goes a lot further to promote people giving you feedback on your blog, or just allowing them to be able to interact with you sort of on that platform. So far, we've covered creating a webpage and some hosts that you may want to do it. These hosts also allow you to register a domain through them. And we've covered making a blog with WordPress. The last plugin that I want to get you guys to install is a plugin called All-in-One SEO. And what this will do is this will allow your pages to be easily searched. And like I said, you really want to focus on certain keywords, such as your author name, your book name, and the main sort of descriptive genre tags associated with your book. So again, my book was a vampire paranormal teen romance. So I want to be able to have those there. Now, I mentioned Facebook and Twitter, and these are two things that you really must do. For one, when you have a Facebook and Twitter account, it really ranks high on Google, so for people to find you. And it also allows, again, yourself to be a little bit more accessible. A lot of people may not check blogs or check web pages, but they're religious, you know, Twitter users. They spend hours a day doing tweets, following people, replying to them, commenting, and so on. And don't discount the power of Facebook. It's really important for you to just not have a Facebook fan page, but you want to have your own author sort of profile page where people could befriend you. And you can sort of build up a loyal little following. And so having a Twitter and Facebook account are very important, but also to, when you have a Facebook and Twitter account, you know, have logos or little buttons on your webpage. So, you know, befriend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and then do the exact same on your blog. You know, allow people to, no matter where they are, whether they're on your webpage, whether they're on your blog, whether they're on your Facebook page, all your sort of little pages are interwoven with each other. So if I go to your webpage on a random web search and sort of I like the cut of your bread and I want to know more about you, so I'll look at your bio page and, hey, you know, I use Facebook, I'll click on your Facebook thing and, you know, hey, she's cute or he's cute, I'm going to, you know, follow you. And, you know, this way you can do status updates and, you know, you can make it a little bit more professional. You don't want to broadcast what you ate for breakfast or dinner or anything, but you want to keep your business, you know, your author account separate from maybe your personal account that you just have with your friends. And this will sort of allow you to be a little bit more professional. You don't want to leave any drunken tweets or any type of that. You want it to, you know, to do it often enough. Every day is preferred, but you know, if you are very busy and maybe you have a second job or a primary job in authoring or writing, just something that you do in your spare time, like most people, you know, obviously you're not going to turn into an amazing writer overnight, but hopefully if you follow these tools and outlines that I'm recommending, you will sell more books. And that's really the essence of this. So webpage, you want to have a blog, you want to set up a Twitter account, and you want to set up a Facebook account. And again, you want to get your real name out there, or your pen name, or whatever you're going to, a pseudonym, whatever you're writing under, and that's the name that you're going to be promoting, that's what you want to follow. So those are really, well, the most important things to abide by. Now, having those established things really ties into a lot of other things that I'm going to talk about. One of the new writers for the Goody Reader blog, her name's Mercy. She's a great gal, and she's written a few articles on the Indie Author Initiative that we're doing here on Goody Reader. And what this really does is put a spotlight on independent companies and independent writers and their philosophies, their trials and tribulations, and all the endeavors that they had to do in order to get from where they are, or where they were, to where they are now. Some of them are successful, some of them aren't, but we're going to tell you their stories, and you can click on this on Indie Author News on the top of our blog at goodyreader.com/blog. And we're doing a few articles every other day, so you can really get the skinny on self-publishing companies. There's a lot of great ones out there, but they aren't necessarily well-known. Certainly, you have Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but there are a ton of other companies that will really help you get established and to circulate your book. So when you have a blog, Mercy, one of our writers, recommended to do contests on your blog. And she mentioned that this was one of the most important things that you can do. Run contests, give away free copies of your book to certain contest winners. For one, this inspires people to retweet or to mention you and your contest on Facebook. A lot of the contests I've seen were merely just promote my book or drop a line on Facebook and say, you know, I want to win Dancing in the Dark by Marcus Riley. And, you know, you get enough people sort of doing that. Not only does that give you a little bit more exposure, but it also gives them a chance to win a free book. So I recommend, don't give just one copy of the book away, but give enough so people think that they actually have a chance to win. And you can do the contest on your blog. You can mention the contest on your website. If you have a Twitter and Facebook account, like I'm telling you to do, that's where you mention the contest. So you have all these different mediums that you're now employing that allow you to really promote and start this little network of little sites that you have. So when you are writing a new book or when you're having a contest and things like that to get more attention on it, you know, you can use these different mediums to promote it. So she recommended to do contests. I recommend to do at least 5 copies of the book and get your people to not, you know, pay anything or to really go out of their way to a huge degree. Just simply say, hey, you know, promote my book on Facebook and then copy that Facebook link to my blog post, and that counts as an entry. And then when people win the contest, you simply do contest winners announce. People get to cheer and celebrate and everything like that. And another thing is, if you have friends, family, or the contest winners, get them to write a small review of your book. That small review can be used, for instance, my book is listed on Amazon. And you can mention now these little reviews in the forms of quotes on your webpage, or if you have a book review section on your blog, or you can simply just make a new post and say, hey, this is what people are buzzing about on my book. But I probably recommend to take those quotes and attach them to your webpage as maybe testimonials or, you know, book reviews, but also mention it on wherever you're selling your book too, because again, there's one thing that you could promote the book yourself, but it's another thing if you have all these people saying really positive things, and if you give them a free book, the least they can do is maybe write a sentence to maybe a paragraph or two on their thoughts overall on your book. So this gets, again, people buzzing. This gets people to interact with you and your fledgling community, and this also gives you more promotional tools. So not only are you more visible now in the search engines when people are Googling my first name or last name, the keywords that have to do with the book that I wrote, or even my book name title. So suddenly my Amazon listing is going to appear, my webpage listing is going to appear, my blog listing is going to appear, my Facebook and Twitter profiles are going to now appear. So suddenly you went from just having your book listed on Amazon to having all these other, you know, places and services now talking about you. So also contests is a good idea, like I mentioned. One of the other big things that I really want you guys to do in order to self-promote your book is get press releases going. Press releases, you can do them with services. You can do them for free or you can do them paid. I recommend a service called PR Web. It's pretty well one of the premier press release services. It releases press releases to Google News, to all of the different Bing News, Yahoo News. It picks it up on services to go to other websites, to other blogs, and so it'll help be a self-promotion vehicle. So when you just release your book, say to Amazon, or you say if it's even been there for a few months, you want to basically do a press release, and this way in about a week's time, you know, from when you post it to about a week, you're going to get a crap load of people visiting your site or visiting the site that you're listing as the book site. So this is where your webpage comes into play, where you can I can write a press release saying something to the effect that Marcus Riley has just released a book on Amazon entitled Dancing in the Dark, a Vampire and Paranormal Teen Romance Love Story. That's the title of it. And then for my maybe description, I'll maybe sum up some of my maybe two characters, you know, against all odds, the stricken, like, lovebirds sacrifice everything that they've ever known in order to love each other for eternity. And then for my actual press release, I'll say something to the effect of, you know, listed on Amazon 3 months ago, Marcus Riley has written a heart-gripping story on two stricken teens as they blah, 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 you know, and just sort of describe the essence of my book. But it's all hype. There's really nothing dry. It's more or less establishing the genre, the theme, what you can expect out of getting the book, what type of people would love the book. So if you're a fan of this, if you're a fan of, you know, if you're a fan of Charlene Harris, or if you're a fan of L.J. Smith, and these are two writers that are very important in that genre that my book is writing, that I'm dropping their names, I'm dropping, you know, all those sort of shows that are on TV. I can't think of any offhand, but there are a lot of sort of them out there. So I kind of want to drop those names. I want to be able to, you know, basically in 3 or 4 paragraphs, get the essence of who I am, the essence of who my characters are, what my book's about, but to have it so it's action, action, action. And having a press release, it's important that when you write one, if you've never written one before, that you look at some tutorials online. I know PR Web, if you do deal with them, they do have sort of press release templates that say, you know, it's important that you not use the words you want to get out of sort of the first person perspective and more or less get into like the third person narrative. You want to write the press release as an unbiased third party writing on your behalf. So you can't use words like me or I and things like that. So that's one important thing that you want to adhere to. Average press release on PR Web is about $80 or so. But I probably recommend that you buy the most expensive one, which is about $500. That money will go a long way. For instance, it'll be sent out to CNN and ABC and a bunch of other high-profile companies. And so you'll get a lot of traffic from that. But most importantly is a lot of the sites that your press release is sent to, your link will pretty well be there forever. So you'll have suddenly about 500 to 800 websites all mentioning your book title, who you are, and then you're linking that press release to your webpage, and then your webpage is linking to your blog, and all throughout the webpage and blog is your Facebook and Twitter profile. And so it really allows in a short period of time for you to be extremely visible on the search engines. And the more websites that are linking to your homepage or your blog count as backlinks. And in search engine optimization, which is the art of getting specific keywords or websites ranked high in Google or other search engines like Yahoo, Bing, Ask Jeeves, and so on, it's important to have as many sites as possible linking to your homepage, linking to your blog, linking to your author profile, so when people are typing in search engine terms in the websites, your websites will appear higher because more people are buzzing about you. You know, there's more press releases out there. When you submit one press release with one company, those people distribute you to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different blogs and websites and really established companies. So this will really help you to draw attention to you, not only in a back-end search engine optimization point of view, but more people are buzzing about you, and that's really what you want. So throughout the show so far, we've talked about how important it is to have a homepage, a webpage, a good domain name, a blog, and then on this blog to run contests, and also the importance of social media, so Facebook, Twitter, and you want to be able to do press releases. And those are really the most important things. Also, like I said, to have people reviewing your book. So if you follow a lot of this advice, you're going to suddenly, at the very least, have double, triple, or quadruple the web traffic that you're getting. And with more web traffic comes more interest. With more interest comes more people buying your book. And that's what this is all about. Obviously, as a first-time author, you're never going to get rich off your first book unless you're a phenom and you have a big company and a big publishing people after you. It's really the people that are persistent, the people that sort of do these viral campaigns. This is really where you'll separate yourself from all the other people who have written a book, uploaded it to Amazon, and then just, you know, wait for the sales to roll in. It's really hard to compete against everybody if you're not standing out from the crowd. So all of the things I've mentioned to you so far really helps you stand out from the crowd. One of the last things that I want to recommend that you all do is to pay a professional service to do a book trailer for you. Book trailers are much akin to movie trailers. If you go to YouTube, just type in book trailers and you'll see some really slick live action type book trailers. But from the most part, you know, all you really need is a sliding screenshots of maybe the cover art, maybe of different pages of an author profile of you, and then you kind of want to have a narrative going over it, you know, talking about my book, myself, Dancing in the Dark, the keywords that I want to hype in. You make it 30 seconds, you have a YouTube channel, and you can do things like that. And if you're a very personable, you know, fellow or a gal, you can simply do short little videos where maybe you will ask your fans or your readers to ask you a question, and then maybe once a month you'll read your answers to the questions on, you know, a regular video segment. And if you're not very keen on doing videos, you don't really have to, but I really recommend doing some video because you can always use this book trailer again on your homepage, add more content on it there, add it on your blog so you have not only, you know, interactive content that you've written for your blog and contests and things like that, but you also put some videos on there, you know, make it as multimedia as possible. So having a book trailer, I would really recommend that you do it. And soon Goody Reader will actually be partnering with a new service that will actually assist independent authors to make book trailers. So we can't really talk too much about it, but in the near future, Goody Reader, we're going to be helping another company out, allowing really easily affordable book trailers, and this is anywhere between like $50 and maybe a few hundred dollars, and they can do the whole book trailer for you. All you have to do is really just provide them with the necessary information. So we really, at Goody Reader, we're really trying hard to support the independent authoring community. We know that it's very tough to write to begin with. I mean, writing a book, whether it's poetry, whether it's science fiction, whether it's a full-on novel, an anthology, short stories, and so on, takes a lot of time, effort, perseverance, and a special type of mentality to be able to write a quality book from beginning to end. And I really want to give props to everybody that can really go through with that whole creative process and not only do that, but release a book on their own. Now, again, once you have written a book, it's not that hard to self-publish. There's companies like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, BookBaby, and a ton of others that allow you to submit your books to them, and not only will your books be listed on their service, but they'll also submit your books to all the services. So I know Smashwords will release it to even iBooks and companies like that. So self-publishing has becoming easier to do, and more established authors that have written for it, they have agents and they have publishing deals and things like that. A lot of them are held under the gun, and so a lot of authors are suddenly discovering that they want to publish independently and publish digitally because it allows them to work at their own pace, to be able to not be held under the gun and meet deadlines. We need, you know, 8 chapters by a month and a half from now to be able to meet the deadlines, whereas if you publish independently, you have a good work ethic, because to be a good writer, you have to have a tremendously good work ethic. You can't be just a chronic slacker and, I can't think of any ideas today, I'll do it tomorrow, or, writer's block, I'm going to go to the beach and then run errands and things like that. You know, if you're a procrastinator, I don't really think that you'll ever be an effective author, but I've been proven wrong before, and I'll be proved wrong again. So, we do really give a lot of kudos, again, to people who that publish independently, and at Goody Reader, we're trying to really put the spotlight on with this new segment, which is our Indie Author Initiative, and to really help independent authors get a little bit more recognition, to get more sales, to be able to have the tools that you need to be empowered to have a really hands-on approach in promoting yourself. There's no reason why you have to pay all these different services to do things for you when you can just spend a week and do it all yourself. And so it's not that hard to do. And a lot of the things that I mentioned, if you had no experience with them before, it could be kind of daunting, but that's why Google's there. And Goody Reader is here to answer a lot of your questions. So if you have any questions on self-publishing, any of the avenues that we've suggested in this podcast today, you can simply comment on this blog post and give us your thoughts. Or you can visit our blog or our forum at goodyreader.com/forum. And we do have an indie author section. You can post any questions if you need any further clarification. If you need specific web links to alternative services or anything that maybe we covered but maybe didn't cover in detail, or just things that you want to know to further enhance your ability to self-promote yourself, we are here for you. And during the entire month of May, we're going to be doing a few articles every week with the focus on digital publishing, self-digital publishing, independent author success stories and failures, as well as interviews with companies like Kobo and other leading self-publishing companies on the future of digital publishing, the current state of affairs, as well as always is empowering you with the knowledge that you need to know to effectively promote yourself better. So I'm very glad to have given you this knowledge today. And if you guys are interested, I will do an elaborate future show where I'll go more into detail on services that I did not cover today, but I really just wanted to give you the most important ones that you should do, that I believe all authors should do. And this almost transcends authors and books in general, but it can be applicable to businesses, to services, to everything else. If you do everything that I told you to do, there's no reason why that you could be more successful, because you're more visible due to just a little bit of hard work and effort. And that's really all you need to do, because surely your competition isn't doing that. So for Goody Reader, this is Marcus, and you've been listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show.